Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, which means it's time to Ask Ross, brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA with an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. So download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Betting just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and you win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply in partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. That is quarter number three. That means we're taking your questions. We're going to ask Ross, and at the end of it, we will pick out a best question, and that winner will get the KSN sweatshirt. Are you all ready to go, Ross?
Always. Love it.
All right. Let's see. Where should we start? Let's go with Dave in Lehigh Valley, who says, Ross, halfway point of the season, what player on offense or defense has surprised you the most? And he also says, Halloween is right around the corner. What's the best candy, in your opinion?
Well, so that's really quick. The answer is Take Five. Anyone with half a brain cell knows that. The Take Five bar is the greatest candy bar of all time. Look, Snickers is good. I love Kit Kat. I love Twix. But if you haven't had a Take Five, you're missing out. It's absolutely delicious. It combines all the important food groups with pretzel, peanut butter, chocolate. It's amazing. Get yourself a Take Five bar, and somehow they should be endorsing me or sponsoring me or at Ross Tucker NFL on social media. You know, it's funny, Jim, I did one time say that on social media, and Hershey sent me like literally like 300 Take Five bars. I was like, what am I supposed to do with this? What am I supposed to do with that? I'm a recovering offensive lineman, okay? I'm trying to stay under 250. This isn't helping, Hershey's. It's not helping.
Ross, when you wax poetic about the candy bar, what are people to think?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. In terms of guys that have surprised me, I think the clear one is going to be Ebukadi. I didn't know he was that good. I knew he had a good start to his career at Temple. I knew he was a pretty good player, but I certainly did not know he would play to that level. I kind of thought Castro Fields and Brisker would step up, and Porter, maybe Jesse Luceda too. I would say both Penn State DNs, because I didn't expect him to move Luceda to defensive end and him to look so good there. So I would say the two guys that surprised me the most are the two defensive ends for Penn State.
That's a real good call. I don't think anybody thought Ebukadi would do everything that he's doing. And he even gets a lot of national recognition he's been getting recently. So definitely a great pickup there. Let's see. Let's go to Steve in Chicago, who says, King Ross, based on the inability of Penn State to run the ball, is it time to pick a number one back and get them some solid playing time? It seems no one gets multiple runs that allows them to get into a rhythm. Keep up the great show.
Understand the thought process, but I think that somebody has to I think if someone starts to really get rolling in a game, Jim, I think they'll do that. But until that happens, how do you leave a guy in that's not getting it done? How do you pick before the game? Okay, let's do Kayvon Lee. And if Kayvon Lee's not playing well, do you just stick with him? I think the way that happens is a guy goes out there and starts to make a couple plays, makes some runs, looks impressive. And then at that point, you go ahead and say, you know what? This is our guy. We're going to go ahead and leave him in there because he's got the hot hand. I think they're more than happy to keep a guy in there with the hot hand. They just haven't had that happen very often. You know, Noah Cain got the hot hand against Wisconsin late. So they left him in. I mean, that's what they'll do, but somebody has to get the hot hand.
Actually, Ross, in his press conference, James Franklin answered that same question pretty much exactly as you answered it. Need somebody to step up to get that number one type rep. So we're still waiting to see that. All right, Ross, next up is Stan from Franklin, Tennessee. Ross, considering the future status of certain position groups, talent level, and graduation losses, do any of these true freshmen have a chance of starting immediately next year? Quarterback Drew Aller, running back Nick Singleton, defensive lineman Denai Dennis Sutton, offensive lineman Drew Shelton. What position represents the least and most challenging for a true freshman starter?
You know, I think all four of those guys have a shot, Jim. I think quarterback and left tackle are the hardest, or offensive tackle and quarterback, and then running back and D-end are the easier ones, right? And the cool thing about running back and D-end is you don't need to put it all on them. You know, like Singleton could start, or the D-end could start, or just rotate it and get playing time, not have to start, but could be eased in and be ready to be contributors right from week one. At quarterback and at offensive tackle, that's a little bit tougher, man. I don't know if Alar or Shelton are enrolling early. I know they're both really highly sought after prospects that I'm looking forward to watching. I think enrolling early makes a huge difference in terms of being able to start right away. Huge difference. But I think that there's a possibility. If Rashid Walker goes to the NFL, you know, it feels like that left tackle spot is up for grabs and maybe Shelton can grab it. You know, if Clifford leaves, which I would think he probably will, you know, then maybe Alar is competing with Roberson and Vayu and Bo Prabula for that spot, and he's supposedly really good. So I think those are all realistic possibilities.
I don't know if you saw it, but this week 24/7 re-ranked their players, and Drew Aller is now the number one quarterback in the country according to 24/7. And by the way, Nick Singleton, they raised up to the number one running back in the country.
Wow. That is incredible. That's pretty impressive for Penn State to have the number one quarterback and number one running back in the country.
What coach would ever want to leave that, Ross? Anyway, with that in mind, I'm using that as my segue to John from Rising Sun, Maryland, who says, Ross, with all the talk about James Franklin leaving for USC or LSU, if James were to leave, who would be your top two candidates to replace him? And is Joe Brady too inexperienced to be a head coach?
Whew. That's a good question. And I wonder if Joe Brady would take that job. I would imagine Joe Brady's probably going to go to LSU, right? I mean,
you would think that would be the better fit, but the talk is that LSU, their athletic director, is a guy who aims high. He's the guy, I guess, who at Texas A&M hired Jimbo Fisher. So he's gonna try for the biggest name he could get. I'm not sure if Joe Brady qualifies as that.
Interesting. You know, I haven't thought about it that much, to be honest with you, Jim. There's a lot of good coaches I know that are out there. I'm trying to think. Joe Brady's definitely a name I've heard. I think that they would probably go with a head coach at the FBS level would be my guess. So you might be looking at, could they make a run at Luke Fickle? You know, I mean, I think they could make a run at Luke Fickle. That would be interesting. That would probably be tough for Luke because he's an Ohio State guy, but that's a possibility. I don't know. Who else, Jim, do you think of?
Well, would they say when Ohio State lost Urban Meyer, they went to an assistant coach Ryan Day, considered a great offensive mind. Would Penn State say, you know what, Mike Yurcich did a pretty good job. He's the guy who identified Drew Aller very quickly. We will, if we want to keep recruits, especially Drew Aller coming in, how about Mike Yurcich?
Boy, that's interesting. You know, I think it depends on how the rest of this year goes and how the offense is the rest of this year. But if they finish with a flourish and the offense looks really good, I think that's a possibility. And if they think Aller's that good, they don't want to lose him, you know, because if Franklin leaves and Yurcich leaves, then who knows what happens to Aller.
And I would think part of the equation would be if Franklin left, what of his coaches would he take with him? Does Brent Pry stay as defensive coordinator? And it's like, you know, Mike Yurcich could just say, hey, Brent, you've been handling the defense. Keep doing what you're doing. I've got the offense, and you keep as much of your staff in place as you possibly can. Let's get to another question here real quick, Ross. Steve from Huntington Valley says, Penn State has lost P.J. Mustipher, their best defensive tackle, arguably their best defensive lineman. He's big, tough, physical. He's the kind of player that would order his pizza with mushrooms and not care what other people think. My question is, what will Penn State miss more, his physical size and ability or his attitude and energy? That's the question comes down to, how do they replace him both physically and his leadership?
You know what? That's a really good question. I think they're going to miss both a lot. I think he's by far their best defensive tackle. And you and I have discussed over the years, Jim, how important that position is. And I think he's also a huge leader, a huge force on the team. It's a gigantic loss. I mean, they lost arguably their most important two players in the Iowa game. Certainly their most important offensive player in Sean Clifford and leader. And then I think you could argue their most important defensive player and leader in Mustipher. That is tough, really tough. And obviously they weren't able to overcome it.
That is definitely the case. And it's unfortunate to see that happen to Mustipher, having such a great season, something that would lead him to an NFL career. Maybe next week, Ross, we could ask the question, does this make it more likely Mustipher sticks around for another season? But that is it for quarter number three. Stick around in quarter number four. We get Andrew P. Shea back, and we'll announce our winner. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, has an amazing offer for new customers. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game, and if they do, you win $200 in free bets. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and use code KSN. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. That's code KSN at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Because it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.